on then to 510.
Request of John Russell to address council regarding neighbor improvements for the Keller Auditorium and the Halprin sequence.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Mayor, members of council. Congratulations, Commissioner Fritz. I'm John Russell, 200 Southwest Market Street in Portland. I'm here speaking on behalf of 9 property owners in an area bounded roughly by Southwest Main, South Park Blocks, Interstate 405, and River Place. Portland State is one of our members. The other 8 of us own some 24 city blocks in the area. The other members are Scott Andrews of Melvin Mark Properties, who took the time to be here today. They own a partnership interest in the 2 blocks that make up Crown Plaza, the 2 blocks of the state old state office building, and Columbia Square. Greg Goodman of Downtown Development owns an interest in Crown Plaza and the vacant lot to the east of Coin Center. Julie Lavray and Randy Lavray of Oregon Pacific own apartments, office, retail, and land between First and Park Avenue, and Julie also took the time to be here today. Tom Kilbane of Urban Renaissance Group owns the Oregonian building that's been virtually entirely pre-leased before the end of its reconstruction. Bob Scanlon of SKB owns KOIN Tower and the CH2M Hill building at 4th and Lincoln, and Bob has taken the time to be here today. Senka Lin of Cambia Health owns an interest in our 200 Market building at a second block on Southwest 1st. Kevin Reynolds is the representative from Portland State. This is an area that most people believe is thriving, and it is. I mean, most of our buildings are relatively full, and the area is seeing important new construction. We're the neighborhood of the new county courthouse, the renovation of the Oregonian building, the new Porter Hotel, Walt Bowen's new hotel office development on Broadway, the construction projects on the PSU campus, and a new apartment building and grocery store at 4th and Harrison. Our area is well served by streetcar and light rail. However, we came together as a group not because we're thriving, but because we see clouds on the horizon. Our rental rates lag those in the Pearl District by some 20%. There are tenants who have chosen not to locate in our district because they believe that it isn't sufficiently attractive to the millennial workforce that wants a more vibrant street scene. We met as a group with some 36 prominent creative types in early December and late January to help us formulate a plan to improve the neighborhood. Now, each of us is spending millions on our own buildings to make them more attractive at ground levels. You may wonder, then, why any of this should be particular interest to council. The answer is that we believe that the condition of some public sector properties are detrimental to our neighborhood. We would like to enlist your support to let us improve them. They are 3. The first is the Keller Auditorium, which, although it is operated by Metro, Merck, and Portland 5, is owned by the
Mayor,
city.
Since, John, since John's speaking for 4 people today, could we give him an additional minute?
Give you a little extra time, because this is on the council calendar later this morning as well, so it's an unusual situation.
Okay. We have several ideas that we believe can transform the building. We've hired Shields Oblitz Johnson to see if solar panels can be installed on the roof at no cost to the public, like was done at the convention center. We hope to commission Don Stastny to conduct an international design competition for a comprehensive signage program for the Keller on the same scale as the signage for the Schnitz. We will need council approval for that signage. The second public properties are the 2 fountains and the Halprin sequence. Of particular concern is the forecourt fountain. The grass has turned to moss. The fountain pumps were only turned on early in April. The lights that illuminate the fountain from underneath are not working, nor are the lights that illuminate the fountain from above. We would like your permission to do these repairs at no cost to the city using union labor. We envision the Halprin sequence functioning like the Japanese and Chinese gardens with the Halprin Conservancy.
John, let me ask you a question, and that is, we have a budget note on the council calendar later this morning about
yes.
this. And that is, our budget note is contingent on you and these other property owners forming a local improvement district.
That's right.
And if that all comes to pass, if we earmark this funding for the fall budget management process here, monitoring process here, And if you succeed in forming the LID, which it sounds like it's pretty likely given who's in the room and who you've listed, will that combination of city resources and property owner contributions accomplish the majority of the repairs that need to be done, or is it only just a start?
No, I think they will accomplish it, particularly if it's done in the with the Halpern Conservancy, and again, like the Japanese Garden and the Chinese Garden.
So is the Halpern Conservancy already formed as a nonprofit?
Yes.
So that already exists. That exists now as a 501c3 nonprofit.
Yeah, and it has for some time.
Okay.
Right.
So they're capable of taking, if the city, through the Parks Bureau, decides to have some responsibilities formed, performed by a nonprofit, you already are there. And in
place. And we've done that in the past.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I need you to wrap up because we gave you some extra time. This is an unusual situation because this is a partnership with the city and a bunch
of
property owners.
Last paragraph. We're all in this together. We as private property owners and the city as the owner of public properties. Together we can make this area retain the vitality that it had when our buildings and your properties were new. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And again, we appreciate hearing from you. I think you can even just let staff know if you think the language that we have for the budget note that we'll be considering later this morning, I'm not sure if you're staying, but if you think that language is correct, then the council's prepared to act on some version of that.
It is. Morning. Commissioner Fish has shared it with us, and it's perfect.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay, let's take